Lesson 86. Duration form. Past perfect progressive. I had been working for 2 hours when he came yesterday. Present perfect progressive. I have been working for 2 hours until now. Future perfect progressive. I shall have been working for 2 hours when he comes tomorrow. We form the past, present, and future perfect progressive tenses by using the verb to have with the word been and the present participle of the main verb. For example, I have been working for 2 hours. Another name for these tenses is the duration form. How do we form the past, present, and future perfect progressive tenses?
We form the past, present, and future perfect progressive tenses by using the verb to have with the word been and the present participle of the main verb.
Give me an example, please.
I have been studying for 2 hours.
What's another name for these tenses?
Another name for these tenses is the duration form.
When we only wish to express a continuous action, we use the ordinary past, present, or future progressive tenses. For example, I was working when he came. I am working. I shall be working when he comes. If, however, we wish to add how long the action has been in progress, we use the perfect progressive tenses. For example, past progressive. I was working when he came. Past perfect progressive. I had been working for 2 hours when he came. What's the difference between the ordinary progressive tenses and the perfect progressive tenses?
The difference between the ordinary progressive tenses and the perfect progressive tenses is that we use the ordinary progressive tenses when we only wish to express a continuous action, whilst we use the perfect progressive tenses when we wish to add how long the action has been in progress.
Give me an example, please.
I was working when he came becomes I had been working for 2 hours when he came.
Consequently, we use the perfect progressive tense for an action that began in the past and is still in progress, and when we wish to say how long the action has been in progress. For example, I have been working for 2 hours and I am still working. Consequently, when do we use the perfect progressive tense?
We use the perfect progressive tense for an action that began in the past and is still in progress, and when we wish to say how long the action has been in progress.
Give me an example, please.
I have been working for 2 hours, and I am still working.
How long had you been sitting in this room for when I came in?
I had been sitting in this room for half an hour when you came in.
Since what time had you been sitting in this room when I came in?
I had been sitting in this room since 10 o'clock when you came in.
How long have you been studying English for?
I've been studying English for about 5 months.
Since when?
Since last October.
How long will you have been living in this place for when this year ends?
I'll have been living in this place for about 10 years when this year ends.
Since when?
Since 1986.
Blown. What's the to fly?
The paradigm of the verb to fly is fly, flew, flown.
Have you ever flown in a plane?
Yes, I've flown in a plane. Or, no, I've never flown in a plane.
Draw, ruler. What am I doing?
You're drawing your book along the table, or drawing your chair along the floor.
Could you draw a completely straight line without the help of a ruler?
No, I couldn't draw a completely straight line without the help of a ruler.
Are you good at drawing pictures?
Yes, I'm good at drawing pictures. Or, no, I'm not good at drawing pictures.
Who was the last ruler of your country?
The last ruler of my country was King Umberto.
Earth, astronomical, geographical. Generally speaking, what's the difference between Earth and world?
Generally speaking, the difference between Earth and world is that we use the word Earth in the astronomical sense and world in the geographical sense.
How far's the Earth from the Sun?
The Earth's about 93 million miles from the Sun, or 150 million kilometres.
What colour's the Earth around this place? And is it rich earth?
The earth around this place is dark brown and it's quite rich.
By means of public transport. By what means can we draw a straight line?
We can draw a straight line by means of a pen or a pencil and a ruler.
By what means do you come to school?
I come to school by bus.
Would you rather have your own means of transport than use public transport?
Yes, I'd rather have my own means of transport than use public transport. Or, no, I wouldn't rather have my own means of transport.
As a means of making money, what would you say was the best way?
As a means of making money, I'd say the best way was to go into business.
Figure. Do you think that men and women had better figures in the old days than they have today?
Yes, I think that men and women had better figures in the old days than they have today. Or, no, I don't think that men and women had better figures in the old days than they have today.
Who do you think was the worst figure in history?
I think Attila was the worst figure in history.
Who do you think was the greatest figure in history?
I think Alexander the Great was the greatest figure in history.
How many figures are there in the number of your house?
There are two figures in the number of my house.
What kind of figure am I drawing in the air with my finger?
You're drawing a square in the air with your finger.
Adopt. If you went to live in another country, do you think you would quickly adopt the way of living in that country?
Yes, if I went to live in another country, I think I would quickly adopt the way of living in that country. Or, no, if I went to live in another country, I don't think I would quickly adopt the way of living in that country.
Cruel. Who do you think was the cruelest character in history?
I think Genghis Khan was the cruelest character in history.
College, university. What's a college?
A college is a kind of school and also part of a university.
Burn. If you put a piece of wood or paper into a flame, what happens to it?
If you put a piece of wood or paper into a flame, it burns.